Do you need answers? Is there a need for a true spiritual and prophetic encounter with God? Join Dr. Candace Smitherman and various relevant prophetic voices from around the world. Become enlightened as we walk down the true road to an authentic spiritual encounter. You will experience the glory of God with Dr. Candace and the Glory Roadshow.
I'm asking you to step into a time that God says is promotion time. And he wants to give you way more than you can imagine, but you've got to believe him beyond the basic needs. I'm just asking you to believe beyond your basic needs, because where he wants to take you is so great. Why? Because he's great. And when you go for where it is that he wants to take you, you find out something about his greatness.
Amen. So listen, I'm going to come at this from a different angle. It's going to be the same kind of thing. One of the things I've noticed about Lofdal, I saw all of these events or opportunities to continue your growth. It's discipling, like you can grow. Paul, I like studying Greek and Hebrew, so I get a concordance and learn. The Apostle Paul, throughout the New Testament, would use, when he's talking about a child, he'd use different words to describe the development phase. And so napios, is like a brand new baby, a baby pooper. Napios, okay? That means, you know, you're a brand new baby Christian. You're brand new born again, okay? Then you transition to and our spiritual development is just like our natural development, okay? So then the next one is padion. Padion, we're learning to go potty. Potty time. But that's like what it is. And so that, I mean, it makes sense to me. Then you have technon. That's like when middle school, teenager, it's the age when we know everything. We know everything at that age, right? And then the last stage is the weos stage. When, Jesus is in the weos stage when he extends his arms to do the Father's business. To sacrifice. When you get adult-like and you don't need any recognition, you don't need any confirmation, you just know you're going to do the Father's business because it matters to him, and you don't care what anybody else says. Okay? So Paul kind of is describing that. If you got a concordance and you do that study, you'll see it's really interesting. Like at times when Jesus would talk to Peter, he'd call him Simon, and then when his name changed, he's, Peter, but many times in the scriptures, we see Jesus referring to him as Simon Peter, or Simon, after he's been with him, because Peter's going back to idiot child thinking. He's not doing it, he's not progressing right, and then when he did it right, when he named, you are the Son of the living God, you are the Christ, he's calling him Peter, your name is Cephas. Okay, so with that kind of understanding, I want to help us, because I think there's always a group that kind of questions, is there more? I don't know how to say it other than, is there more? So I want us to think of a fish tank, and a little like goldfish or little tropical fish in a fish tank that you may have in an aquarium. What's really neat, how God made those fish, is he made them to grow to the size of the container that they're in. So if they're in their tropical settings where they could be those little, like this long goldfish can be a foot long. I'm serious. It's amazing. But I think that applies, we should apply that to Christianity. Because I think too often we live in a fish tank. And we've only developed to the size of the tank that we're in. Or it's like a box, and it's like you get in that box and you're like, well, I see it's like open. I want to go up there and go, what's on the other side? Now, here's what I'm getting at. Many of us only focus on the gospel of salvation. But Jesus came to teach the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of heaven. And I'm just suggesting, all of that is great because the gospel of salvation is included in the gospel of the kingdom. It's like the first chapter, if you will. But we shouldn't stop there because we've got a lot of discipling to do to grow us up from napios and padions. We want to get to weos, okay? And so the gospel of the kingdom is what Jesus said, I'm here to show you. And it's why I believe throughout the 3.5 years, the boys had a problem with faith. because they stayed stuck in an arrested development and didn't grasp that there's more than just the beginning. The beginning. After the beginning, we don't stop. And your church offers a lot of vehicles, a lot of ways that you can push yourself beyond the gospel of salvation. That's what I'm trying to say. This ministry, I just watched, and your leader shared all of the things, almost every, you have opportunities. Okay? And I'm not trying to guilt you. He's not trying to guilt you. And I grasp, I get it. We have families. You don't want to spend every night here because you'll probably be divorced if you do. But I'm telling you things. If you really want to lead your house, you got to get yourself right first. If you're only focused on your children, sending your children to church, or you're at home, or you don't want to come all that often, I'm telling you, you're going to stay stuck in arrested development. You're not going to mature beyond the Napios stage. You have got to get involved. And like I said this morning, you have got to deal with that person you see in the mirror, not that other person. Not all those other people that are messed up and weird, okay? Peculiar people, as the Bible calls them. We're peculiar, each one of us. And guess what? In order to do ministry, we got to get with the peculiar people. To do church. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, it is a challenge to do ministry with humans. I'm glad you're laughing because you should be. I am telling you, we are wild and weird and wacky and stubborn, prideful. But if we get involved with things going on that and we get opportunities to step out in faith, to grow, and to understand what it's like to receive the gifts of the Father, this promotion that's coming up. Is anybody smelling what I'm cooking? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Pretty good. Pretty good meal, right? Are you tasting what I'm chewing? Hallelujah. Oh, you're doing that again now. No. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
So we want to grow into these weoses, that Greek word that Dr. Adam was talking about. We want to grow into being mature. And so Jesus always presses us in that place. He was pressing the disciples to get in that place of maturity, right? He wanted them to step in to understanding how to operate in the kingdom. And operating in the kingdom is only by faith. The kingdom of heaven has been made effective in the earth by the realization of our faith. So faith is something that we have to work on. And we have to know what prevents our faith from going to next levels. So this morning I shared just a little bit from Numbers chapter 13, verse 2, about how God spoke to to Moses and said, listen, send over the 12 spies to take a look at the land. And then I want them to see all the greatness in the land. That's pretty much what God was saying. Now, why did he say, send them over to see the land? It's because he wanted them to see him. Somebody help me. It's not that he just wanted them to see the fruit of the land. It's that he wanted them to see his goodness and his greatness. And something that he wanted them to grasp about him.
I mean, is it all God's? Everything's God's, correct? Well, then every single thing that she just said, like you get a new car, that's you're seeing God.
His greatness.
You're seeing his greatness.
His goodness. It's not the car. It's not the house. It's seeing the greatness and the goodness of God. So he sends the 12 spies over because he wants them to come back with a good report about God.
See, it's a good report about the Father.
But instead, they come back with a good report about all of the fruit of the land, But then they say, we can't take the land because we're grasshoppers in our own sight and the giants are too big.
So the fruit can also be, oh, I love God because he heals me. We don't focus on the healer, we focus on the result of getting healed. And we're searching for that and we're forgetting. It's like we look at creation and we go, what a great creation, but we forget the creator.
That's a good word. See, we need to stop limiting ourselves to the gain of the earth as though that is all that God's trying to show us. He's trying to show us something so great about who he is because he knows the only way the faith train will take us to the next levels is if he keeps getting better to us. Not the prosperity in the earth. It's he will keep getting better and bigger and greater in our lives. And that will enable us to see as he sees and then be able to go where he shows us and please him. But we'll just look at what he wants to give us and decide whether or not we can receive it or obtain it. When God's saying you're missing the whole thing, I'm showing this to you because I want to reveal something about me. Because when you learn something about me, then you're going to be able to go to all the promotions and all the lands and all the destinies that I've written for you. So we know the story. The 12 spies come back, right? Only two of them, Joshua and Caleb, could see the goodness of God. They ripped their clothes when the other 10 were saying, yep, it's really good fruit over there. It'd be nice to take it, but the giants are too big in the land. These two are going, oh my gosh, you 10 have missed it. No, don't you understand? God is saying he's going to give us the land because he wants to partake of him and something about him. And so, what does God do? God is heartbroken. God is beside himself. He is sad and he is angered at the same time he is sad because they have now stepped away from knowing something about him because they could only see themselves. And the giants in the land. As God's speaking to you and saying, I've promoted you, you cannot come this week to the table with the eyes that you had on yesterday. You have got to come saying, God, you are so great. You are so amazing. You are so overwhelming. You are so beautiful. You are so fantastic. And I want more of you.
Hallelujah.
So if you tell me to step into this place, I'm going to look past me and I'm going to step in to your greatness, keeping my eyes only on you. As you lead me to the place that I don't even have to toil for, you're just going to give it to me.
Hallelujah. So here we go. Book of Joshua. Those guys wait the 40 years. Joshua leads them into the promised land as they're getting ready to cross the Jordan. If you remember the story, how we're told, the Levites are going to go first with the ark. And the River Jordan is at flood stage. Did the River Jordan dry up first? Uh-uh. By faith. Those Levites stepped into the water at flood stage. In other words, this week when you're doing this, you almost better do it like Candace, because if you see what's going to be in front of you to step out in faith, you probably won't do it. If you think it's just going to be a cakewalk, the book of Joshua is really, remember, the old is the new contained. The new is the old explained. The book of Joshua is containing the path of a Christian. You're coming out of the slavery. You go through. You get born again. You get baptized in the Jordan, crossing over. You get into now, when you're done, you're in enemy territory. And you know what God had him do? Before Jericho, this one blows my mind, and I'm a military guy. He did surgery. He circumcised him. How about that? Hey, Joshua's probably like, hey, worship team, come on up. Let's play an upbeat song and sharpen his knives. You know, the guys are like, what? Probably some of the guys are like, hey, Joshua, hold on. I know you heard from the Lord, but the Lord's going to have to confirm that word for me. Circumcision, let me tell you, the military axiom, you never do surgery when you enter enemy territory. Because why? Your army's going to be laid up for a while. But see, God's showing them they had to circumcise. Why? So that they relied on him. So that we rely on him. So that we rely on him. And you're in enemy territory right now. See, Christians got to understand, we're in a battle. You got to build up some warrior type attitudes. You've got to do this. And so these opportunities, see, they're opportunities when something struggling comes to you. Don't go, oh, woe is me. Why, God? Go, thank you, God, for this opportunity to excel. Thank you because you trust me to overcome it. And if you don't make it, no big deal. You want to know why? Because the Bible says you get knocked down 6, you get up 7. Because you're a warrior. And yes, it may take a little bit. You may be beaten a little bit. But that's why you're supposed to be in groups so that your friends can kind of encourage you to get back in the battle. That's why you got to be plugged in. Because if you're a lone wolf, you're going to get eaten. You guys are in Africa. You know what I'm talking about. They separate the lions. Separate what? And who's prowling around like a lion right now before the Lord comes back as a lion? The enemy. And he's looking for those prideful or ignorant or stubborn ones that got hurt in church and leave. Oh, I know that stings. But I'm not your pastor. I'm going to let him clean that up. I did that for a long time. And it's a challenge, but it's the truth. And we're here to give you the truth and to love you like a good father. I would not let you go that way if the cliff is there, even though you may want to. The good shepherd, you know that rod? It's got a hook. It's also got the stand part. He flip it around and maybe have to break your legs so you don't run away. Because right over there, over that fence, is the lion. Is that making sense? Are you getting like a little ready? Because what you're going to have to do this week is be exercising your faith. And it's going to be a great opportunity. Just a great opportunity. But you're going to have some built up faith muscles to go do it. To go do it. And you know why? Because God loves you and he believes you can because you're his kid.
Amen.
He's boasting about you. He's boasting about you. Don't take the world's talking about you and think that's the way God talks about you. Don't take your way you were raised by a family and maybe it had some imperfections like all of us have and say, well, since my father was this way, God's that way. That is a lie from hell. Our Heavenly Father is not like that. His arms are wide open. When you can get over yourself, come to him, and then he's going to go, go. You can do it. You can fly like an eagle.
You know, I think one of the reasons why God was so sad and his sadness turned to anger when the spies came back is because he knew that they were seeing this land through the eyes of a curse. You see, when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, and the curse came upon humanity, the enemy strongholded us to see negatively about God and get consumptive about our environments. We were launched into a place of toiling and of fear. And God was trying to break that off of the people. You can see that all throughout the Word of God. It's all throughout the Word of God. He has to break us. He has to break our minds, our wills, and our emotions free from what he did for us already when he put Jesus on the cross. See, when he put Jesus on the cross, he broke the curse, but you have to exercise your faith to believe the curse is broken. And if you do not exercise your faith to believe the curse is broken, then you will continue to see small when God is offering you so much more of who he is and where he wants to take you so you could see more of him. So for God, that was an indication that they hadn't learned a whole lot from the time they came out of Egypt before going into the promised land. They were still thinking small. After all these years, and God had said, I've showed you my greatness, but you're still bound in your minds by a curse. So I'm going to send my son in the future, and he's going to die on the cross, shed his blood, be buried, and resurrect to totally break this curse. So there's no more dominion of small thinking. It's pretty much what he's saying. Because the power of sin, death, and the grave keeps us in small thinking. But when Jesus died on the cross, buried, and resurrected, he broke that off of your life. Now, you just might not know it's broken, but it's broken. It's been crushed. It's been removed. Now all you have to do is exercise the truth of the resurrection and learn to work it every day so that you come out saying, all things have been redeemed. Of course God wants to give me the land. Let's say it. Of course God wants to give me the land. Say it again. Of course God wants to give me the land.
Hallelujah. You know, I also, another thing to just put out there so you're prepared. Your temptations or your trials or the things you're going to be tested on this week going forth are going to fall into three areas: provision, protection, acceptance. That's it. That's our soul. That's what Adam and Eve were tempted at. That's what Jesus was tempted at: provision, protection, acceptance. That's your challenge. And your soul is too often, sadly, battling the spirit, and the soul wants to drive, and the spirit is saying, I'm supposed to drive. So I just wanted to give you that. Like, it's going to be something that will challenge you in provision. Your faith will be tested in provision, protection, or acceptance. It's kind of like three funnels. All of that stuff that we deal with funnels into those three things that are eaten away at our soul. Provision, finances, protection, safety, acceptance. Oh, gotta have those likes on social media. Come on now. Come on now. These are the things. These are just there's so many of life stuff that will fall into that. Everything does. So if you can, like, if we can know the challenges, that's a big part of being able to overcome it.
Yes.
Can you again, are you tasting what I'm chewing? I mean, folks, you can't fix anything that you won't admit is broken. You can't. So what does that mean? That means if you won't repent of stinking thinking, or you won't repent of lying, cheating, and stealing, or if you're just rationalizing your sin, then you're not going to be able to change. Does that make sense? Okay, so if it makes sense, you don't have to confess it to everybody. Deal with you, because God is watching you. And if you will do that, if you will look in the mirror and deal with that person, you will receive the promotion.
Amen. Amen. So as we transition here in the service, there's a couple things that I want to do to help you out here. So, you know, God is promoting you. You know what's going to restrict the promotion is if you let your needs get in the way. His needs are small. God's already got your needs under control.
Come on.
Okay. So when you start to say, God, thank you for the invitation, for the promotion and the opportunity, I'm going to hand over to you everything that I think I need so that I can position myself in faith for the fact that I've received all of those things. So now I can make some proper decisions in regards to the promotion. And one of the main decisions is that I begin to see you as greater than even the thing that you're offering me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And as I see you as greater, the thing that you're offering me, the promotion that you're giving me, then becomes easy. Because it becomes about you and not even about the promotion. See, I'm talking to somebody right now.
Yeah. Come on.
See, God's getting ready to shift some of you in the arenas that he's called you. How many, if you're a pastor in this place, I want you to stand up. You don't have to just be a pastor at Loftall. Maybe you're a pastor in the area and you've come to tonight's service. If you're a pastor.
Yeah, could you just stand up for us?
Are you ready to step into kingdom advancement and prosperity? Join Apostle Adam and Dr. Candace Smitherman from Dream Mentors International, USA, as they impart powerful biblical principles to transform your life and nation.
When God sees, he sees what he can bring about. He sees what he can pull from death and make life.
Discover how to renew your mind, will, and emotions in times of chaos.
Jesus says, I'm at the right hand, Father, and I overcame. You're supposed to be an overcomer too. And how do you do that? You got to look like, you got to walk like that.
Yes.
I am an overcomer,
yes.
And I believe it.
Understand your God-given assignment and how to fulfill it. Recognize the enemy's tactics and learn to stand firm in covenant blessings. Experience supernatural breakthroughs in healing, prophecy, and miracles. Learn how to operate in angelic realms, kingdom prosperity, and divine authority. This is more than a gathering. It's a faith activation for leaders and believers who want to walk in their full destiny. Bring your teams and join us for this life-changing experience. Dr. Candace Smitherman is an apostolic revivalist, founder of Dream Mentors International, and host of the Glory Road TV broadcast. She has been featured on Sid Roth's It's Supernatural and other major networks. Dr. Adam Smitherman is a biblical life coach trainer, retired U.S. Navy commander, and co-founder of Freedom Destiny Church. He is also the host of the Manifest His Presence podcast. Don't miss this divine appointment. Your breakthrough awaits.
You've been watching The Glory Road with Dr. Candace Smitherman. She can be seen all over the world. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, plant a seed in the ground. You can support by going to CandaceSmitherman.com. Remember, all donations are tax deductible.